Welcome to MSF's Farm Talk podcast. Our podcast is a throwback to our MSF Big Ag Day Out events we held in February and March this year. And we delve into the captivating discussion on the advancements in long Colleopdol wheat and its impact on farming systems. There seems to be a lot of discussion and interest in long Colleopdol varieties at the moment, particularly with the late break we've had. Is there an opportunity to use long Colleopdols to get crops up and established a lot quicker? MSF has a number of paddock scale demos across the Mallee region this year, so we thought it was worthwhile catching up with CSIRO's Therese Macbeth and Nick Paltridge to discuss the potential benefits and applications of long Colleopdols in the field. Take a listen.
All right, Therese, thanks for joining us at the MSF Big Ag Day Out here at Wakery. Thanks for a great talk, which was very well received. Can you tell us a bit about the long Colleopdol work that you were talking about?
Thanks, Nick. We've been working on long Colleopdols for several years now through a range of projects, including the DAF-funded Robust Ground Cover project and the GRDC long Colleopdol project. But really looking to understand those systems factors that will allow us to integrate long Colleopdols into that Mallee farming system.
Yeah, so I understand these long Colleopdol wheats can come up from 10 centimetres depth rather than the usual 4 or 5 centimetres.
In fact, in the right conditions, they can come up from as much as 14 centimetres if you have that RHT18 genetics with the longest Colleopdols available.
And it's been interesting to hear about a few of the use cases that are starting to appear in the Mallee. Can you tell us about some of those?
Some of the scenarios where deep sowing might offer us benefit, they particularly revolve around where you have some moisture below that surface layer of soil and you'll benefit from opening that sowing window and allowing that crop to establish without waiting for the first autumn rains.
So the guys today were talking about protection from row infill on highly erodible soils.
Yeah, so those things go together. We often have dry autumns with a delayed start to the season where you may see a normal depth but then have furrow infill leading to your seed to be significantly deeper. Sometimes that's up to 3 to 5 centimetres. The other scenario where you can have your seed buried is if you've recently ameliorated the soil, so you may have done deep tillage, either deep ripping or a spading pass.
Yeah, that was really interesting because we've got Jack Dabiole here talking about all the soil amelioration approaches and they could be a good fit for the long Colleopdol wheats after that. Are there any moves to develop long Colleopdol varieties of other cereals?
I think there is some natural variation in the Colleopdol length of barley. That's a less explored area. Certainly there are investments in the hypocotyl length of canola and already many of the legumes establish well from significantly greater depths than where you would conventionally seed.
And I was particularly interested to hear about what you said might be the entry point for farmers into this. So in that case, we'd just be swapping the seed and the fertiliser shoots over, would we?
If you want to sow deeper without making significant adjustments and you have a double shoot system, then yes, one option is to switch that seed and fertiliser boot, which means that you have your fertiliser then placed above the seed.
Yeah, and I'm not sure whether that would have any consequences for crop performance.
Our first experiments suggest that that can, in situations where that soil doesn't have a lot of nutrition in it, so sandy soils are common to the Mallee, having the fertiliser above the seed can affect that early vigour and that flows through to limiting the establishment benefit that you might get from the deeper sowing. When you're contemplating deeper sowing, it's about making sure that setup actually allows for the best possible establishment from the deeper sowing.
It all sounds very exciting. I know there's a few long Colleopdol varieties out on the market now and more to come potentially.
I believe there are a few in the pipeline that may have some better adaptation to that Mallee environment.
Yes, that just about wraps us up. We're just really excited to have heard about your work and looking forward to where it all leads in future. Have you got any demonstrations or trials planned for the Mallee in the coming season or two?
We certainly do. We'll be spread across the Mallee in the 2024 growing season. We'll have work in the south and the north and certainly looking forward to sharing and discussing the results with Mallee growers.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, we'll look forward to hearing from you in future, Therese. Thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast is supported by the Australian Government's Future Drought Fund. For more info, check out the link to MSF's project page in the show notes. Thanks for joining us. If you want to hear more, like and subscribe to the MSF Farm Talk podcast. Catch you later.